You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to maintain the repo rate at 6.5% for the ninth consecutive meeting, citing persistent food inflation as a key concern. In the third bi-monthly monetary policy review for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shantikanta Das said, quote, "The Monetary Policy Committee met on 6th, 7th and 8th of August 2024 after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial conditions and the outlook. It decided by a 4-2 majority to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.50%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate remains at 6.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 6.75%," unquote. Moving on, Das also said that inflation will moderate from July onwards as the monsoon has improved and global food prices have shown signs of easing in July. He said the global food prices showed signs of easing in the month of July after registering an increase since March 2024. A degree of relief in food inflation is expected from the pickup in southwest monsoon and healthy progress in Kharif sowing. Das added, quote, "Assuming a normal monsoon and taking into account the 4.9% inflation print, Q1 CPI inflation for the current financial year 2024-25 is projected at 4.5%, with Q2 at 4.4%, Q3 at 4.7% and Q4 at 4.3%," unquote. Further, Das also expressed concern over high growth of top-up housing loans, saying that regulatory prescriptions relating to loan-to-value ratio, risk weights and monitoring of end use of funds are not being strictly adhered to by certain entities in this regard. Later, briefing media after the announcement of bi-monthly monetary policy review, Das said, "Regulatory requirements in top-up housing loans are not being followed by certain entities, and it is not a system-level problem." Anil Gupta, Senior Vice President and Co-Group Head, Financial Sector Ratings, ICRA Limited, said that such loans not only raises concerns on over-leveraging, but it also raises suspicion on the quality of such borrowers. Over to markets. Markets regulator SEBI has amended alternative investment fund norms specifying maximum permissible limit for extension of tenure by large value funds. In a notification, SEBI said a large value fund for accredited investors may be permitted to extend its tenure up to 5 years. This is subject to the approval of 2/3 of the unit holders by value of their investment in the large value fund for accredited investors. The extension in tenure of any existing scheme of a large value fund for accredited investors will be subject to such conditions as specified by the regulator. The move is aimed at providing clarity to investors in large value funds for accredited investors about their investment horizon. In some market news, Airtel Payments Bank on Thursday said its net profit for the June quarter rose 41% year-on-year to rupees 7.2 crore amid uptick in digital savings bank accounts alongside other digital offerings, announcing its consolidated report card from the first quarter ended on June 30, 2024. Airtel Payments Bank said it has hit a significant milestone and that, in a first, the bank's quarterly revenue grew to rupees 610 crore, up by 52% on year. The net profit stood at rupees 7.2 crores, up by 41% year-on-year. A US court has rejected Glass Trust Company's application for a temporary restraining order aimed at blocking the BCCI statement, EdTech firm Byju's said on Thursday. Early this month, Insolvency Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, had approved a Rs. 158.9 crore dues settlement with BCCI and set aside insolvency proceedings against Byju's, Think and Learn, which owns Byju's brand, said it welcomes the decision of the Delaware Bankruptcy Court to reject attempts by Glass, purporting to represent the Foreign Lender Consortium, to impede the company's ongoing turnaround effort. Glass had also opposed the settlement with the BCCI before the NCLAT, alleging that the money paid by Riju Ravindran as tainted and a case of round-tripping. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. Indian benchmark indices ended lower in the highly volatile session on August 8th, with Nifty below 24,100. At close, the Sensex was down 581.79 points, or 0.73% at 78,886.22, and the Nifty was down 180.50 points, or 0.74% at 24,117. About 1,702 shares advanced, 1,679 shares declined, and 84 shares unchanged. LTI Mindtree, Grasim Industries, Asian Paints, Power Grid Corp, and Infosys were among major losers on the Nifty, while gainers included HDFC Life, Tata Motors, SBI Life Insurance, HDFC Bank, and Cipla. On the sectoral front, except pharma, healthcare, and media, all other indices ended in the red, with metal, realty, oil and gas, information technology down 1-2%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.